Welcome to GAO's Watchdog Report, your source for news and information from the U.S. Government Accountability Office. It's October 2012. Mobile industry companies collect location data from smartphone users. In many cases, they share this data with third parties to provide users with location-based services and to increase revenue through targeted advertising. A group led by Mark Goldstein, a director in GAO's physical infrastructure team, recently reviewed the issues surrounding these practices and what the public and private sectors are doing to protect consumers' privacy. GAO's Jeremy Clucci sat down with Mark to learn more.
Location-based services on smartphones are so prevalent today. Can you talk about some of the implications for consumers?
Sure. There are millions upon millions of people today who have a smartphone and other kinds of devices that have applications on them which have access to people's location. All they have to do is press a button that says, yes, you can use my location. And it's very helpful in many instances for applications to have locations. They provide navigation tools. They provide services for individuals and consumers who want to go to restaurants or other kinds of places. So it's really important in many ways for people because they give greater utility to their phones. On the other hand, there's a trade-off because a lot of these location-based services, these providers, pass on that information, consumers' private information about where they are and what they might be accessing, to other parties, third parties, and consumers don't know in many cases that that's happening.
Your team looked at some of the recommended practices that have been developed by the private sector related to privacy. What did you find there?
We found that there aren't very many rules, and in many ways this is still the Wild West of the electronic era, and there's a lot of work that still needs to be done. There are, through industry associations and some companies, voluntary guidelines and some rules that apply. Most companies do have a policy in place that sort of describes to consumers what their policy is, that they can use and hold their data. But it doesn't necessarily describe very well what they'll do with that data, how long they'll hold that data, and how and to whom they'll pass that data on to others, to other third parties. And so consumers really don't know most of the time that a company will collect that data, hold it, use it, and potentially pass it on to other parties who have perhaps even fewer rules about how they'll use that data. So it's a very murky world today.
And on the federal side of that equation, how have agencies tried to protect consumer privacy?
The government is concerned, but there here, too, aren't a lot of rules. Congress is still trying to figure out how to come down on these kinds of issues and recognizes that there's a tension between use and privacy, between accessibility and applicability and privacy. And so the Federal Trade Commission and a part of the Commerce Department have been developing and working on guidance and rules, and there are some in place, but they agree that more guidance is still necessary. But it is, in large part, still a voluntary sort of operation on both the private sector and the public sector, and there aren't a lot of what we would normally think of as regulations in place that have very specific requirements. It's still an evolving world, and that is why consumers need to be careful.
And the recommendations GAO is making in this report build on those findings. Can you talk about some of the recommendations?
The recommendations really went to the issue of trying to encourage greater issuance of guidance at this point in time because we recognize there's not a significant regulatory framework that's in place right now. And so we have encouraged government to try and facilitate a better working relationship in and among industry participants so that the private sector and the government together can come to a better understanding of what guidance ought to look like and what kind of standards should be in place. And then the government will ultimately, you know, be responsible for issuing guidance in the future that can help refine what the rules ought to be.
Finally, for taxpayers interested in how their location data is being used or could be used, what's the bottom line here?
The bottom line is to be cautious, to certainly use their phone to the maximum capability. They have smartphones, which are smart. They should allow them to be smart. But they should be smart, too. The people, the consumers, the taxpayers ought to recognize that this is still an evolving field. And abuses, while they haven't been many, could become more prevalent as more applications come online, as more and more Americans use and rely on their phones for more kinds of things, this could become an issue that becomes more and more important to people.
To learn more, visit GAO.gov and be sure to tune in to the next episode of GAO's Watchdog Report for more from the Congressional Watchdog, the U.S. Government Accountability Office.